In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Amshir. And in the passage of the Gospel that we heard today, we see that the multitude followed the Lord Christ. And of course, for any teacher to find the people coming after him, this is something maybe any teacher will say, this is a good sign, the people are repenting, and he would be trying his very best maybe to please them, make them feel well. But this is not whom the Lord Christ is. He wanted them to examine their motives. Why are you following me? So, him being God in the flesh, he knew why did they follow him. So he confronted them with their motive when he said, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. You came after me because you ate. This is what you are after. It is not me, it is what I can give. If we look at this, then today is for all of us the calling is to examine our motives. Why do we follow Christ? Why do we come to the church? All of us stand before the altar and we raise our hands and we talk with God. But do we come here for the good reason? Is it for the right motive? Let us see what are the different motives that make us to follow Christ. And then we will see, how do I know that I am following him for the right reason? First of all, the first group of people to follow Christ for a materialistic need, the food reason. I come to God because I have a need, and I know that he is the provider. I want to keep the links between me and the provider in good shape, because I cannot think of myself away from what he can give. So I come, all of my prayer is about, give me so, give me so, give me so. All of my worries, if I don't come, that maybe a curse will follow me the week after. So I'm trying to avoid this, because all of my, between me and God is this materialistic need. I have something I am coming to request, and this is why I follow Christ. This is why I get motivated to come to the church. Another group of people, maybe they follow Christ because of the company. They come with friends. This is the social reason. I come to the church because I have friends there, and this is the only opportunity to meet them and to speak with people who speak the same language. And it's a good company after all. And maybe this is also applied to some of the children. I come because my parents have to go to the church and I'm just following them. This company reason, of course, is that's not going to last so long. Once I lose the motive here, I'm not going to follow Christ. So this another group, people come to church, follow Christ for a social reason, has nothing to do with Christ whatsoever. And when we come, my eyes are on the people in the church. Where are my friends? Did they come today or not? This is what I am after, this is what I enjoy. Another group of people, they come for an ego reason. What is the ego reason? I feel fulfilled, my ego is fulfilled, satisfied in what I am doing in the church. So my focus is in my role rather than on Christ. And I fight to secure the role, even if this is going to make me to lose whatever, but this is what I am after. I am here because I gain something, make me to feel good. I am important, I have a role, and this role is indispensable. So this is another group of people. They come for a different motive, which is not a godly one. Another group come for following others' request or pressure. Like sometimes we find people who are planning to have maybe a mixed marriage with somebody from outside the church. This person from outside, I see him twice. One time during the baptism, and the second time in the marriage day, and that's it. So the people are coming, following, joining the church, not for the right reason, but rather because of a pressure from someone else. I'm just coming here to check the list, and I make sure that everything is satisfied when the marriage is going to be done and all of that. So these are all motives to follow Christ, and the people feel good that I came to the church. I met today, I took communion today. But truly, actually, I didn't meet Christ whatsoever. I didn't see him. My focus was totally away from what should be. Then let us go and examine ourselves. Do I come, I follow Christ, I come to the church for the right reason, for the good motive or not? Four signs can tell me if I come here for the good reason or not. The first one, I know that I follow Christ for the right reason when I seek him because he has the words of eternal life. This is something that I am convinced, this is my conviction, that only Christ, in him only, I know the way to eternal life, and this is what I care about the most. Saint Peter, when the Lord Christ was addressing the multitude about the issue of taking his body and drinking his blood, the people got offended, and they left and no more followed Christ. And the disciples themselves were perplexed because of this sayings. So Christ looked at them and said, "Do you also want to leave me?" Saint Peter, he said to him a statement that really reflects that they were following him for the right reason. He said to him, but Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where shall I go? I do not have any other place where I am going to know about life and about the eternal life except from the Lord Christ and from his church. I feel like it is not an optional for me. I follow Christ because he is the way. Away from him, I am lost. I come to the church no matter what, because simply no one is going to tell me about the truth except the pillar and the foundation of the truth." So this tells me if I am coming here for a good reason or not, that I know that only Christ and his church will tell me and guide me to the way, to the truth. The second test that tells me that I am in the right direction, I follow Christ for the right reason, that no loss or suffering separates me from him. If I lose anything, if I lose the company in the church, if maybe my role will be taken away from me, I will still come no matter what. If things doesn't go my way, I still follow Christ. I am not going to forsake him for whatever reason. He is the one who leads me to life. As St. Paul said to the Romans, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" No one whatsoever. Sometimes we see this. People, they say or they think that they love God and they follow him with a sincere heart. And then they face a problem outside. Things doesn't go their way. They stumble at a certain point. At that time, this is the end of it. I'm not going to follow Christ anymore. I have been calling him. He didn't answer. My prayers were not answered the way I was asking him to do. Then God doesn't exist. He doesn't care. I cannot follow him. I come to the church and I assume that I come for the right reason. Then a conflict between me and my brother or sister in the church evolve. That's the end of it. I'm not going to the church anymore. The church is not a place where that brings comfort to me. Why? Your comfort was from a wrong place. Your comfort was not from Christ. That's why when you had a conflict, this was the end of it. No loss or suffering shall separate me from Christ if I am following him for the right reason. The third test that tells me that I am in the right direction or not, if I follow him with a penitent heart. I follow him and I know that he is not going to be proud of me following him unless I will repent. Just following, just coming with the people is not going to benefit God or me anything. We read St. Paul says to the Thessalonians, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality." This is the will of God. If I am truly follower to Christ, I will be asking him what he is expecting from me. What is his goodwill from me? Just coming, following, and I am doing my will. I am living my life the way I see it fit. I am justifying for myself the wrongdoing, and I assume that I follow Christ for the good reason. This is self-deception. I cannot say that I am following him for the right reason unless I know that he wants me to be a penitent person. I offer repentance, I confess my sins, I work with my spiritual guide to change, I partake from the mysteries. Following Christ on my rules, actually, I am in the broad way. Well, I'm assuming that I'm going to heaven 100%. This is another parameter that tells me if I am right or wrong. If I am following him, and while I'm doing this, I'm examining myself and my heart, I am offering repentance every day. So far, in order to know that I follow Christ for the right reason, first of all, I know that if I seek him because he has the words of eternal life, he is the only one. If no loss or suffering separates me from him, if I follow him with a penitent heart, the last one, if he, not what he gives, is my goal. It is not because I need something from him. Do you think that we can mock God? We can deceive him? We can trick him? No, of course not. He confronted the multitude by saying that, you are following me because of the food, not because of me or my signs that I'm doing. If God is my goal, not what he can give. If he himself is the source of my comfort, not anything else. This tells me that I am on the right direction. Today, the calling of the gospel of this blessed Sunday is for us to examine our motives. It is good to come to the church, but I have to make sure that I am coming for the right reason. My motives are holy as I think they are. I should know that I follow Christ for the good reason. Again, if I seek him because he has the words of eternal life, if no loss or suffering separates me from him, if I follow him with a penitent heart, if he, not what he gives, is my goal. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.